at SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Biden re-election campaign official has been shunned by some Arab American community leaders in Michigan.
A group of Arab American and Muslim community leaders invited to meet in suburban Detroit with Biden campaign manager Julie Chavez Rodriguez declined to meet with her. There's outrage over the administration's full-throated support of Israel, including the war in Gaza. A Wayne County official says it appears senior administration officials don't realize the level of anger in the community, a key Michigan voting bloc for Democrats. Other local activists have formed a group called Abandon Biden.
That is correspondent Norman Hall reporting. Three American soldiers have been killed, 25 more wounded in a drone attack in Jordan. They are the first U.S. fatalities in months of attacks on American forces across the Middle East. President Biden is promising that they will go after those who caused those deaths. Also, at srnnews.com, Ukraine's security service reporting a corruption scheme estimated at $40 million for arms purchased by the country's military.
In the latest revelations, the security service said five people were being investigated, including former and current officials from the defense ministry. One suspect was detained while attempting to flee Ukraine. The security service said officials had signed a contract for the purchase of 100,000 artillery shells from the company Lviv Arsenal in August 2022, 6 months into the Russian invasion. Payment was made in advance, with some funds transferred abroad, but no arms were ever provided.
That is BBC correspondent Ilza Ockney. In France, authorities ordering a large deployment of security around Paris as angry farmers threaten to move toward the capital. This is SRN News. Well, the Canadian government wants to help teachers embrace the transgender agenda.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's administration has produced a toolkit designed to help public school staff learn about transgenderism. It begins by stating that the idea that there are only two genders, male and female, is, quote, a colonial and a white supremacist structure rather than a natural or indisputable truth. It's not clear how many Canadian taxpayer dollars went into producing the document, which is nearly 100 pages long. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
War crimes report reveals airstrikes by the military government in Myanmar damaging several churches in the Buddhist-dominated country's sole Christian-majority state. The 10 reported attacks on churches in the western state of Chin, examined by researchers, part of a broad assault on religious communities in the nation. This is SRN News. Well, Fox News contributor Pete Domenech says it's way too soon for Republicans to count Joe Biden out in his bid for re-election.
I think he can win, and I think he can win because of a number of different factors. Number one, I think that the media is completely in the tank for him, obviously. Number two, I think we haven't even seen them begun to spend money against Donald Trump in a way that they're planning on doing it.
Domenech tells the Hugh Hewitt Show there is a long way to go and plenty of time.
This is very early. We're 10 months out. There are babies that have not been conceived yet that will be born before this is decided. And I just think that it's very early to say.
Police in Los Angeles say four people are dead in a murder-suicide. They found the bodies of three of the victims and then a man in his 80s who died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. More details at srnnews.com.